Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Not only will the 2018 Beef Bash at the University of Kentucky Research and Education Center in Princeton be a day of learning, it will also be a special time to honor beef cattle specialist Dr. Roy Burris. Dr. Lee Anderson says the focus of the 2018 lunch program will be Dr. Burris.
Normally we'll have somewhere between 400 and 500 to 550 visitors to Beef Bash. We bring speakers in to highlight our lunch program. Normally it'll be our dean of the College of Agriculture, and this year Nancy Cox is coming down to speak. But our special focus for Beef Bash this year is Roy Burris and celebrating Roy's 40 years of work in the beef cattle industry.
Dr. Anderson says Dr. Burris's impact on the beef cattle industry in Kentucky has been second to none.
The influence that Dr. Burris has had on the beef industry in the state of Kentucky is really difficult to get a grasp on. He's been the rock solid foundation of most of our beef cattle extension efforts here for quite a long time, and the influence and the impact that he's had is truly immeasurable.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Dr. Anderson adds they're hoping many of Dr. Burris's friends will be there this year for the Beef Bash to help wish him well.
I doubt there's very many cattlemen, particularly on this end of the state, that don't know Roy pretty personally. And he's had a tremendous impact on a lot of the beef industry, particularly in Western Kentucky. And we hope that his friends will come out to wish him well in his retirement.
He adds Dr. Burris is looking forward to his retirement, but deserves credit for quite a bit of progress in the beef cattle industry in Kentucky.
Proud grandfather and loves hanging out with his family and his grandkids. And I know he'll enjoy that a lot. You know, it's a great time for all of his friends in the beef industry and personal friends just to come out and wish him well and honestly thank him for an incredible career and an incredible degree of service.
Dr. Burris was among the class of inductees in the Kentucky Cattlemen's Hall of Fame at the annual Cattlemen's Association Convention in Lexington in January. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.